Welcome back to the Football Front Podcast. Today, we are going over just a bunch of news. That's the best way I can say it. Just a bunch of news. So without further ado, let's get right into it. The New York Giants linebacker Justin Hilliard has been suspended 2 games by the NFL for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing substances. He's an undrafted free agent who spent most of last year on IR, and he would have been the starter to start the season because of the starter Blake Martinez is rehabbing from a torn ACL. So that's the first set of news. We'll move on to another. This is a quick signing. Philadelphia Eagles agreed to terms with safety Jaquiski Tartt on a 1-year deal. It does not say here what the deal is, what the money is. Now, he's the former 49ers cornerback, or safety, sorry. He's 30, and he's played 7 seasons with the 49ers, 4 interceptions, 18 pass breakups over 80 games. He was a second-round pick in 2015. I think this is, a good signing. I think he's still a solid corner. They didn't get any safeties this – or any major safeties in free agency, so I'd say this is a solid signing. Moving on, Jadeveon Clowney re-signed with the Browns just so he could play with Deshaun Watson. So, when did he sign this? I feel like he signed it a while ago, but the news came in here. Well, whatever. Either way, Jadeveon Clowney signed with the Browns. Now, here's a random thing. I don't know why. The Indianapolis Colts starting safety, Kari Willis, is 26 years old. He's only spent 3 seasons in the NFL, and he's announced his retirement. He's pursuing a future in ministry. He said, this is exactly what he said. With much prayer and deliberation, I have elected to officially retire from the NFL. As I endeavor to devote the remainder of my life to further the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank all of my family, friends, and those who have supported me on this journey my journey thus far. And I look forward to your continued support through the next phase of my life. He was a 4th-round pick in 2019, and I'm pretty shocked he was retiring because he looked like a solid something going with the Colts. Next up, Marcus Davenport, the New Orleans Saints defensive end, had the top portion of his left pinky finger amputated after breaking a plate from a previous surgery and experiencing an infection. Okay, that's kind of just random news, but I felt like I had to report that. I guess that's all I'll say there. Now, here's a major news that I'm going to give some analysis on. Minkah Fitzpatrick, the Steelers safety, star safety, is now on a 4-year extension that will pay him more than $18.4 million per year, $36 million guaranteed at signing. It's crazy. He's there for the next 5 years at least, and he's now the highest paid safety in NFL history. This is the first major signing by the new general manager, Omar Khan. So, I really like the signing. They had to keep him because he's a staple on that defense. If they didn't keep him, that would kind of bring out an outrage among Steelers fans like me. And this is looking like, in hindsight, it looks like it's been a really good deal so far for the Steelers when they traded for Fitzpatrick from the Dolphins in exchange for a 1st-round pick. That he's been absolutely phenomenal. Now, Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is back for the first time this offseason. He's now Now he's coming back from his injury, so he's at the minicamps, which he wasn't at before. So that's good news for Ravens fans. And then defensive end of the Baltimore Ravens, Derek Wolfe, undergoes his second hip surgery this year. He's 32 years old. I wouldn't be surprised if he retired at this point. Like, he's probably, he's not expected to play this year. He's probably not going to have much in him after two hip surgeries. I'm just saying, I wouldn't, or if I were him, I would just retire. Because I don't think you're going to get a deal after this. Just being honest. Moving on, Jerick McKinnon is returning to the Kansas City Chiefs on a one-year deal. He's the running back for, I think, his backup running back. Now, another early retirement, Detroit Lions defensive tackle John Pennicini, 25 years old, retires after two NFL seasons. This, again, shocked me. Here's what he said. I have made the decision to retire from football. I'm definitely going to miss my teammates and the coaching staff, but I'm glad I got to experience it. I'm happy and excited for whatever life has for me. Again, that's John Pennicini at about his retirement. Next up, another extension. Seattle Seahawks are giving a two-year, $12 million extension to defensive tackle Brian Monet, or Moan, something like that. 2 years, $12 million. It's a solid one, I guess. I don't know much about Monet, whatever you want to, however you pronounce it. I don't know much about him, so I can't offer much insight there. Now, here's something I can offer a bit of insight on. Attorney Tony Busby says 20 of 24 lawsuits filed against Cleveland Browns QB Deshaun Watson settled. Now, I doubt that 20 have been settled. So, one was dropped by the plaintiff. And then the other 20 have been settled. So now there's four remaining. There's still, so the first person that publicly filed the lawsuit is not settled yet. So I'm surprised they were able to get it settled. That's surprising to me. I don't trust it. I don't trust the source, but whatever, I guess. But that's going to be it for this episode. I've gone over all the news I had slated for today. I'm getting super excited because the season's starting soon and we're starting to get into some of the major OTA news. But with all that in mind, I'm going to end it here and I'll see you in the next one.